Our text for this Easter morning observation is from Mark chapter 16. These words, "He has risen." Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, He is risen. That's what the angel, the messenger of God within the tomb, He has risen. That's what he said. Do not be alarmed, more fully. Do not be alarmed. You seek Jesus of Nazareth who was crucified. He has risen. It's what the two Marys there at the tomb of Jesus, that first Easter heard. For it was true. Jesus of Nazareth, the one crucified 3 days before, the one who died on a Roman cross, the one who was then placed in the tomb of a man named Joseph of Arimathea. Yes, it was true. Jesus of Nazareth had risen from the dead. No, he had not come down off the cross, as he was urged to do by the leaders of the Jews, the ones who put him there. But he did, Jesus did, come out of the tomb, rose again from the dead, overcame death, that is the payment for sin, and thus paid off with his own suffering and death what death was owed for sin, not for himself, but for you and for me. Because this should not surprise us, should it? It shouldn't surprise us. Because really, Jesus Christ was all about resurrection. Jesus Christ was all about life, all about eternal life. That's what he told Martha at the funeral of Lazarus. That's what Jesus said before raising Lazarus from the dead. Lazarus, who had been dead for 4 days. Jesus also raised the son of the widow of Nain from the dead. Jesus raised him from the dead as he was being taken out of the city to be buried. And Jesus raised Jairus' 12-year-old daughter from the dead, raised her from the dead in her own home after she had died there. Jesus was all about the resurrection from the dead, for Jesus was all about ridding mankind of death. And so overcoming that which causes death, sin. It's on the cross that Jesus overcame sin. It's in the tomb Jesus overcame death. Jesus overcame death by rising again from the dead. He has risen. That's what the angel in the tomb told the two Marys. He's risen. But that really isn't enough. What? Well, it isn't enough for us simply to hear and even to believe that Jesus Christ has risen from the dead. That is, to know it as an account. To know it as history. For even Satan knows that. Satan knows that Jesus has risen from the dead. And there are countless people today across the globe, around the world, that accept that Jesus of Nazareth, Jesus of Christ, rose again from the dead. But that isn't enough. It isn't enough, according to Martin Luther, at least. It isn't enough simply to believe in the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead without then embracing in faith its benefits and its use for us right here and right now. In other words, through faith in Christ, we must live every day through thick and thin, through good times and bad times, through challenges and troubles and questions that remain unanswered. Yes, we must live each day and through faith in the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, proclaim ourselves in our hearts, I know that my Redeemer lives. So what does that mean? What does that mean for the Christian? Well, follow me here. Follow me. In Romans 8, we read, "For all who are led by the Spirit of God are sons of God. For you did not receive the spirit of slavery to fall back into fear, but you have received the spirit of adoption as sons by whom we cry, Abba, Father. Spirit himself bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God, and if children, then heirs, heirs of God, and fellow heirs with Christ." Heirs of God, fellow heirs with Christ. You see, having been baptized into Christ, we were baptized both into his crucifixion and into his resurrection from the dead. We were buried, therefore, with him by baptism into death in order that Jesus, just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too might walk in newness of life. Now, that newness of life in which we walk is the newness in which we can walk because Christ has been raised from the dead, ascended into heaven, sent his Spirit to us through that same baptism, that Spirit, that Holy Spirit that has taken us already through death with Christ into his new life, so that now we can live not only as brothers and sisters of Jesus, but we also can enjoy the inheritance, which is that of Christ, of which we all have become co-heirs or joint heirs. Now, what's that inheritance? That heritage which is ours, because we are now, along with Christ, children of God. What is that which we have right now, because through our death and resurrection with Christ, we now have become his brothers and sisters? What do we get? Well, it's the benefit of the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. Here's how Luther puts it. This is how Luther describes the benefits which are ours now in Christ. Christ's heritage, Luther writes, Christ's heritage is life and death, sin and grace, all that is in heaven and earth, eternal truth, power, wisdom, righteousness. Christ governs and rules over all, over hunger and thirst, over fortune and misfortune, over everything imaginable, whether in heaven or on earth, not only spiritual, but also secular affairs. And the sum total of all is, he has all things in his hand, be they eternal or temporal. Now listen up. This is the really important part, the reason we must believe and understand the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. Now, if I believe in Jesus, so Luther, if I believe in Jesus, I become a partaker with him of all Christ's possessions. And I get not only a part or a piece of Christ's possessions, but just like him, I get them all. Eternal righteousness, eternal wisdom, eternal strength, and become a Lord and reign over all. Stomach will not hunger. Sins will not oppress. I will not fear death, be terrified by Satan, and I will never be in want, but will be like Christ the Lord himself. So Luther. So our life, through faith in our resurrected Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, the same Jesus who was not found in the tomb by the two Marys, but found outside the tomb, alive. And then in the upper room, alive. And then on the road to Emmaus, alive. And then next to the Sea of Galilee, alive. This is why we need not go on a pilgrimage to the tomb of Jesus, for he's not there. Other religions go to the tombs of their founders and wonder and think and contemplate and pray, but not so with Jesus. Jesus is in no tomb anywhere. He's alive. He's living. And so are we, because through our baptisms into him, the Holy Spirit has worked faith in our hearts, and we have put on Christ, and now through him, we too are alive. We too are living. So Romans 6, count yourselves dead to sin, but alive to God in Christ Jesus. And Colossians, when you were dead in your sins and in the uncircumcision of your flesh, God made you alive with Christ. He forgave us all our sins. That means that each day, no matter our situation, no matter our context, no matter our struggles or strivings, we are experiencing a life that is lived in the reality of the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. So here is an Easter tip. Some Easter advice, Easter counsel. When beset by sin, when troubled by our situation in which sin and the effects of sins are running rampant all around us, when the world itself seems to know nothing, nothing, nothing which ultimately could free us from sin. Yes, when we are so faced with such a dilemma in life, a dilemma much like the entire world right now is facing, where is it we go in heart and soul and mind? We go to the cross of Christ. And then we follow Joseph of Arimathea and Nicodemus to the tomb. Say, take Jesus off the cross and lay him there. And then we wait and see. Wait and see the earthquake. The angel roll back the stone from the tomb and then sit inside. And the angel wait for us with the eyes of faith to peek. To peek inside out of curiosity, because that's where Jesus, for all intents and purposes, should be. But peeking inside with the eyes of faith, what will we find yet again but the same angel? The same angel who spoke with the Marys, and that same angel will, through the Holy Gospel, declare to us, he's not here. He's risen. And then we too can say, that's right. Jesus has risen. And in him, so have we. Amen. Now may the peace which passes all understanding keep our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen.
I believe in God.